Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159, and the talking is over. The countdown continues. We're nearly at tip-off right now. The NBA Finals rapidly approaching. All the analyzing, breaking down, X factors, and everything else in between. It's time to play some basketball, although we do still have a couple of more hours to get our final wagers in. I already pulled the trigger on the Golden State Warriors last week. A pretty significant play. Doesn't mean that I'm done clicking right now. Point spread's been bouncing around. Currently sitting at four right now at FanDuel. Moneyline minus 168. The total up to 214.5. Coach James Young will step up and in and join us. Sharapan from the Strip. Drew Martin returns with the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart, who's ready for the NBA Finals. He's also ready for the big Edmonton Oilers Colorado Avalanche game when he's tracking a memorial. And I only played two golfers, Cam, coming into this tournament. Hideki Matsuyama and Corey Connors. Has Corey Connors been eliminated? And
not yet.
Has he been given a boot yet?
Looking for an illegal club. And then another thing, Hideki. Like, that's why you have your caddy there. Check the equipment. Like, it's a three-wood, right? They call it a non-conforming club. So, apparently, there's an extra groove or something that he did in the face of the club. I don't even know why they would check it. Like, before the is it random? I have no idea. All I know is this guy's DQ'd. We're done. He hit a shot in this golf tournament. See, the party's over. He was in my six-pack, too. Had him in a matchup bet. Corey Connors off to a pretty good start. And I will say this, though. If you listen to the late-night show with Morenci on Wednesdays, you're going to be losing out on money. We got a couple guys in first-round leader. Luke List gave 90-1, but we got to split it up. We got to carve it up five ways, but I'll take it because the Hideki monies, they're gone. Sayonara.
Yeah, how would they know? How would they know about, like, his club and a groove and this? Unless somebody told them, said, hey, you better check Hideki's, Hideki's club. I blame Patrick Reed, even if it's not his fault.
Yeah, why don't you look in Hideki's bag? They're all over me. Yeah, exactly. Why am I the bad guy?
Well, honestly, like, seriously, like, it's not like Hideki has a history of cheating or anything like that. It's kind of a surprise, but it's the way things have been going. I take two golfers, and one of them gets
out of 100, kicked out of the tournament. 164 guys. Yeah, you got two, 50% of your team's gone. Because he's got a little groove there. I don't know what's going on. I know gone are the days where these idiots at home would, like, basically have bets and try to rat out golfers. Or, did you see him move the sand? Or, I think he moved a pebble there. Like, I know the PGA Tour was trying to eliminate the toll-free snitch line, but I have no idea.
I've always wondered. Wondered what that phone number was. I've always liked that number.
I never knew.
it's the one good thing. Like, imagine, like, baseball had it or hockey. Like, if hockey had it, imagine all the calls they would have gotten. I would have called the other night, and I would have said, hey, that's offside. I would have said, hey, they were offside. You didn't get that. But I like that golf is the only sport in which some dude sitting at a bar on his couch can actually, like, call it in and say, hey, listen, man, buddy cheated on the ninth hole. I'm telling you, you got to check it out and stuff. I saw him. And they'll listen to you. It's crazy.
They will. They got rid of it, though, now, Gabe, because too many people, I think, were snitching.
Too many people had the hotline.
Yeah, that's the problem. Too many people had the number, and they were snitching out all the guys. Like, we're not going to do this anymore. Enough is enough. We're going to get our own guys.
Sure, they were called for random reasons, too.
Yes.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabe Morenzi. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart, Countdown NBA Finals, is on. Game two of the Western Conference Finals. We've got some Major League Baseball going on right now as we speak. The Toronto Blue Jays, suddenly one of the hottest teams in baseball. And the Los Angeles Dodgers, suddenly one of the coldest teams in baseball. The Pittsburgh Pirates did it to them again last night. That's six of seven that they beat Los Angeles. And that's the random, unpredictable nature of baseball. Tonight, the Dodgers get the Mets. The Golden State Warriors are laying 4 points right now. It hit 3.5 briefly, but popped back up to 4. Total is sitting at 214.5 right now. Drew Martin's going to step up, and then we're going to go over pretty much every possible angle over the next couple of hours of this game and the series. We'll definitely get into the game props. Coach James Young will join us at a 7 o'clock Eastern hour, second hour of the program. We'll see what he has in store for the player props tonight, but FanDuel does have some great options up as far as the series is concerned. We can talk about the MVP, and we can get into game one winner. Will the game one winner win the series? Like, do you like Golden State to win tonight? Golden State to win the series? Maybe you think Golden State wins tonight and Boston wins the series, or Boston wins tonight and then Golden State win the series. You can bet it all. What I also find interesting, Cam, this is pretty cool. And I've got a couple of looks on this. I'm looking forward to seeing what the coach has to say. But you can bet who's going to score the most points in the series.
Cool.
Like, who has the highest points per game average at the end of this thing? Who's going to be the highest scorer in the series? You can bet who's going to have the most assists. Who's going to have the most, the highest rebound average. And there's some pretty good value and interesting numbers on the board. Like, put it this way. Steph Curry is not even favored to be the highest scorer in this series. Jason Tatum is. Jason Tatum is minus 110 right now, be the highest scorer in the series. And I sort of get it a little bit due to the fact that Golden State are more diverse and they have more guys that'll get into double digits. But yeah. Steph Curry at plus 130 to score more points than Jason Tatum, it's pretty attractive. We'll break it down and more on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Morenzi. Reminds me of Cam Stewart in the house talking about Hideki Matsuyama. I only take two golfers. Reminds me of the weekend I got drilled with NFL props. Everybody got hurt. It was literally like one of these deals where it was like one after another. I had like five or six props that just lost instantly. Like, oh, he's not coming back. He's out. Right? It was one after another. And then I said, you know, the good thing about basketball is, so it was like the next Monday or Tuesday, I remember it was on the show, I said, the good thing about basketball is you play a prop. I said, guys can get hurt, but it usually doesn't happen. I did it right away. Whoever I took got hurt right away. It was like,
exactly.
Oh, God.
It was like, and the other time you took golf, I remember you're like, we got Henrik's
third time. So that's what I said. It was later in the week. I said, all right, I'm done with all these other sports and their props. Said, I'm going to get into some top 20s and some matchup plays in golf. I said, these guys never get hurt. I take Henrik Stenson. I load up on Stenson. It's like second hole of the tournament. Cam's watching it live. We're on the air. He goes, Rents, you're not going to believe this. I think Stenson just broke his ankle or something. Stenson, like, fell in the bunker.
Like, out of a bunker.
He twisted his ankle or something in the bunker. Like, he came out all hobbling. He was like, I need to quit. Came out. I need. And it happens a lot, Cam.
It happened to me in a golf tournament.
Jason Day's gotten me twice.
Yes, actually, you know what? Jason Day's gotten me 3 times. Stenson's gotten me, and now Hideki. So me and you, the percentage like of guys getting DQ'd, me and you are on it like 87.8% of the time. You're right, and it never happened. So thanks.
If I was Hideki's management, I'd spin it into a positive, and I'd say, listen, Hideki, I'm going to get you a Dairy Queen sponsor out of this. Hi, I'm Hideki. I got DQ'd.
Try a summer parfait.
Yeah, you show him like sitting at the gates, like sort of like shrug his shoulders, like he didn't get in.
Oh wow, ice cream.
Oh well, at least I went to Dairy Queen. You know what I mean? See, thinking quick. Let's bring in Drew Martin and teach that in the advertising at Auburn. What's going on, Drew?
Drew.
Normally our guests start off on mute. It doesn't go backwards. He started off and he was there.
Are you there, Drew?
You guys got me.
You're back.
I don't know what's going on there. No, real slick. Good to see you, boys.
You must be buddies with Babano. What's up, Drew?
slick intro. I don't mind Babano. He's fun to hang out with.
We did a show last night at midnight. He's got issues. His phone's kind of lacking in quality.
Mic on, mic off. Good to see you, Drew.
Hey, good to see both of you guys. Cam, Gabe, two of my favorites. Good to be back in the U.S. Good to talk some baseball. Good to talk the NBA Finals. And, Gabe, hearing you talk about falling in the bunker, that reminds me, you know, it kind of is reminiscent of me on the back nine after having too much to drink whenever I'm playing golf, man, falling in the bunker. Usually not in the PGA. That's more Drew Martin hitting the links.
Have you, dude, we were just talking the other day. I was bringing it up about A.J. Hawk on the show. And I said how it was one of the funniest episodes of McAfee ever. It was just like an hour about A.J. Hawk's driving. Like his wife bought him a thing that if he nods out, it like beeps and wakes him up. And he's got like brake gun. I was like, so McAfee was like, so basically you're the worst driver in America type thing. Right. And it was like the funniest thing ever. So today they had Brady Quinn on. And it's his brother-in-law, A.J. Hawk. So Brady surprised everybody, and he had a picture. And, dude, it was a golf cart in the lake, in the water, with A.J. Hawk, like, struggling with the water up to his face and stuff. And Pat's like, what's the story with this? What's this picture? You're all in the lake and stuff. And A.J. doesn't say anything. A.J. just goes, stone cold face. And Brady's like, wow, we were golfing, and A.J. drove a golf cart into the lake. By accident. AJ told a story. He goes, I was at the edge of the green. He goes, you know, hit the wrong thing. I don't know. He hit the gas instead of the brake. Next thing you know, it's in the water. Dude, it's to like the picture. Anyone that saw the McAfee show today, I retweeted the video. It's just too good. I tipped over a golf cart. And I got to be honest, Drew. Cam knows he worked at the golf course. I never really, you know, we all think it's fun in games, right? You're having a couple of drinks. You start going crazy. Dude, man, it's pretty dangerous, those things. I didn't flip it, but like we tipped over once. I took a turn too quickly. We literally just tipped. We're lucky like I didn't break my buddy's leg. Like it landed on his leg and I was lucky. I sort of got thrown a little further from it. But you can get seriously injured in a golf cart if you're not careful. Yeah. Especially somebody's, I've been on a course, Cam. Bro, man, it was like a serious mountain. Like, it was scary. It was like a roller coaster. It was like, bro, like, if you screw up, we're falling off the cliff here type thing. Right? Like,
my buddy did it drunk down a cliff. Morenci popped the tire. Thing went out of control. Put us in the lake. The cart had a bent axle. It was done.
You ended up in a lake once?
No. It was like a pond with, like, snapping turtles and stuff. I get to the side. I go, you're an idiot. I go, you know what? Cart's under his name. We go out. We get into the cars. We're off the course. Like a $9,000.
Because the cart was in the water?
Yeah. It was done. Like, because if the marshal sees it, like, we're either going to jail.
So you guys
just
abandoned ship around.
I told the guy, I go, dude, you're an idiot. Like, we got to get out of here now. And then we just got in the car, out of there. I don't know what happened.
You had any cart incidences, Drew?
I've had some close calls. I've tipped one time. I mean, like you were talking about, Gabe, when you start doing that, you know, you're moving fairly fast and you're not like wearing a helmet. Anytime that kind of happens with something that heavy, if somebody hits their head, you can be in real trouble. Luckily, I've made it out with no, you know, just nicks and bruises, nothing serious. So, nothing like Cam's story and nothing like Hawk putting one in the water.
Yeah, I've never ended up in the lake myself. I did tip one over on me and my buddy once. You ever dealt with alligators in Florida, Drew? Out there, we always see these videos. You ever been out there, like on the green? There's like a big ass alligator right there.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, they've been out there. To tell you the truth, most alligators, though, like kind of run or get away from you when you get close. It's more you got to worry about alligators like with your dog. If you have like a medium or size or small sized dog, they'll go get that as like an appetizer.
The gator. If the gator's a big guy, he's like, screw the human. If he's a little guy, he's probably going to run, right? Like if he's a big, mean guy who's been around for a while, I wouldn't want to tempt him. Let's put it that
way. Always tell
that's a great point.
You can always tell the American guys and the Australian guys on the PGA Tour. Whatever, there's an alligator. You see the American guys, some guys, like, they wait back up, and they're like, I'm not taking up going over there. You see the Australian guys just go up and, like knock the gator out of the way.
I know. Right,
get away from here. I got to take my shot. Hey, get out of here. Like, I seen one guy. I don't know who it was, dude. It's an Australian guy. He just walked up to the gator like it was like a dog. He walked up and just sort of went up to him and, like, tapped him on the head. Hey, like, bro, get out of the way. The gator just casually, like, slid away. Like, you know what I mean? He took his shot. Not happening. Worst I ever dealt with on a golf course was foxes. They don't come for you. They come for your ball.
They do. But foxes got rabies, too, Gabe. Those ones that
I know. Oh, I don't want to deal with one. Yeah, yeah. But exactly.
You don't.
I seen some pretty big ones. I was playing my buddy for like $200. I smoked one of my best drives ever. Smoked it right down the middle. And I'm walking, I'm getting closer to the ball. And man, there's this fox. And I'm like, oh no, man. He sees my ball. Like this fox came out of the woods. And I wanted to get there first, but I couldn't. Fox got the ball, man. He thought it was food or something. He picked it up, went back in. But I followed him into the woods. And then a marshal came up. Get the hell out of there. What are you, nuts? Bunch of, that's what he said. Because don't follow him into the woods. He goes, that's when they get angry. I was like, oh, okay. And then my buddy, we got into a big shot argument, Cam. He penalized me a stroke because we were betting. Because by golf rules, it's if an animal moves your ball, like he busted out the rule book and stuff.
That's pretty much a jerk move. They change that rule. If you're sitting there, it's replace it where it lies. He's screwed, Jim Rantz. It's not your fault that a fox came over and did that stuff. Come on. It's ridiculous.
It's an act of God.
What is the rule on that? Yeah. What is the rule in the PGA?
They had a rule.
It used to be you're screwed.
Yeah, it used to be you're screwed because a seagull took a guy's ball and like put it out of bounds. Right? But no, now like they're loosening up with that type of stuff. If animal,
you're right.
Of God, an animal, you can't do that to somebody. You put it where it was.
That's great. Hey, seagull in the old days, they pick your ball up and put it in a worse spot. They're like, hey, too bad, buddy. You gotta play it there, buddy.
He flies.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Moretti. Countdown to the NBA Finals continues as well. Toronto Blue Jays have just beaten the White Sox again. Blue Jays have now won 8 straight baseball games, man. These guys are starting to light it up right now, take advantage of their home field now that they're back, coming off the 4-game sweep against the Angels. And the White Sox are just completely falling apart. All right, so let's get into the NBA Finals right now. Sitting at 4 points, Drew, for tonight, 214.5. Series price is minus 160, plus 135. What do you make of the series? Who you like in the series, Drew?
I'll take the Celtics as the dog here. Big plus price. I think it's a little bit too big. So that's why I'm going to take Boston. Look, a couple of the main reasons why, Gabe, is because when you look at the Celtics, yes, they are 55-42 against the spread, 57% against the number. That is better than the Warriors on the other side. But the main reason why is as the road team, they're 33-16 against the spread on the road. That's 2-1 each 3 games. That's 67% on the road against the spread. And really for the free throws, they get to the line more than Golden State does. And they knock down their free throws at a better rate, 82%, top 3 in the NBA. So mainly for those 3 reasons, I like the Celtics at the plus, plus price. Now, granted, I'm not beating the NBA markets, betting markets long term by any means, Gabe, but it is the NBA finals. The gambler in me needs some action. So I got a series ticket in my pocket, plus 135 on the Boston Celtics to win the series.
Well, that's what makes this series so good. It's so evenly matched. And as you stated, look, the Boston Celtics have played 9 road games. They're 8-1 against the spread in the playoffs. Golden State Warriors played 9 home games. They're 9-0 straight up at home, 7-2 against the spread. A robust 30-18-2 against the spread on the season. One thing, you know what, the Golden State Warriors, there's a couple of trends that correlate here. So listen, so we mentioned the Warriors are 7-2 against the spread. The last 7 NBA Finals game ones, we should note, the home team has won by an average of 14 points. And I bring this up because it's interesting, because Golden State's actually beating their opponents by an average of 14.5 points per game at home this year in the playoffs. So they're not just winning at home, right? So that's, to me, what something's got to give here. Can Boston continue their road warrior stuff that they've been doing here and win in the Bay Area? I think Golden State, man, are going to protect their home court. I think they're going to hold serve in the Bay Area. What do you make of game one tonight, Drew? You told us you're taking Boston in the series. What about the game tonight? Getting 4 points, or are you just going to lay off and hope that Boston steals one of the two?
Sure. I mean, it's correlated with my series bet, but I do like Boston here. I mean, what's the layoff? 9-10 games since the last time the Warriors played? I actually don't think that's a good thing. I really don't. And I know that the Celtics went against the Heat, a hard-fought Game 7 series coming down to the end. They almost gave it up. But still, I think they do get enough days off here to kind of get some rest and recuperation. I think it actually might work against them later in the series, if anything, you know, games 5, 6, 7, if it goes that far. But really, Gabe, I think in game one, it actually favors the Celtics having played more recently, and the Warriors with that big of a layoff. I think it might work against them.
You know what's crazy, guys? We always talk about this, Cam. Like, in football, do point spreads matter? And they have mattered more over the last couple of years. It was like 5 years ago and 10. Everything changes, but they've been getting a little closer over the last 2 seasons in the NFL. But this is amazing, guys. Like, the Super Bowl is a good example. Like, the Super Bowl, the point spread's only come into play 7 times in Super Bowl history. NBA Finals, last 45 games. Last 45 games, the outright winner has covered 95% of the time. The point spread has not mattered. It's 41-2-2.
Unbelievable.
Pretty crazy.
That's crazy. That's a huge.
So if you've taken, like, so in other words, over 45 NBA final games, only 95.3%. So what's this give you? 4.7%. 4.7% of the time could you say, yeah, they lost, but they covered. And they didn't even cover because there was 2 pushes. So where I'm going with this is Golden State, if you like Golden State, lay the points tonight. But if you like Boston, take them on the money line tonight. Exactly. That's the point of this. I'm not saying the favorites. The favorites aren't 20. The favorites aren't 20. Favorites aren't 41-2-2. The outright winner is 41-2-2. What are you doing with game one tonight, Cam? What are you leaning with here?
I told you, man, I've been back and forth, but I'm going to take a shot with Boston, Gabe. I know, I just love our smart projection again. I've been following this. These guys are 4-point dogs, Boston by 9.1. It was the whole way against the Heat. Like, this computer system loves Boston more than any team when you break down the numbers. It's just, I guess, analytics happy. But I like the way they travel on the road, Gabe. I think it's going to be a tight game. And I agree with everything you're saying. I'll take the points, but I definitely have to take them on the money line. I remember our buddy Mark Lawrence at series. It was back in the day. Remember when the Cavaliers were playing, Gabe? And he had like plus money on both sides. If Boston wins tonight, I think you're going to come back to the series on Golden State. I want to play this one smart. Right now, they're only minus -160. Golden State is on the series price on FanDuel. I got to believe if Boston wins tonight, you could get some kind of pooch price. I like Boston. I think they're going to cover the number. I think they're going to win this game outright tonight. I still think Golden State could win in 7, but I like the Celtics in game one.
Wow. Some Boston love here. Drew's on the Celtics in the series. Cam's coming in here, Boston game one. So, and what do you think about the series, Cam? If you're taking Boston game one here, because as we stated, there is the game one series parlay. So, like, you think Boston win game one and Boston win the series you're taking?
No, maybe Boston to win game one, maybe Golden State in seven. That's what I would look at. But if you're going to play Boston in the series, you'd be foolish to do it now, because I believe if you like Golden State, right? Boston say they win this game. What am I going to get Golden State at in the series, Gabe? Then you can come in on Golden State at plus money, and you get Boston plus money if you take them prior. That's what I would do. Golden State, I don't think they're going to – I think Boston can win game one. You want to have both teams at the plus, right? So the way I look at it is, I think if you want Golden State, I would take them. I would take them in the second game, because Boston would flip. They become the favorites if they win outright tonight. I got to believe they can't win both games in Golden State. If they don't win this game, I'll bet them the next game, because I think they get a split. But I'm kind of with Drew in this one. I think Boston comes out guns a-blazing. I think they play really well defensively. I think they're going to give the Warriors some trouble. I think it's going to be a very, very tight game with Boston just squeaking out a victory. I think the point spread might come into effect today. I will play it. But I think you're absolutely right, Morenci. If you take the four, you got to take the Celtics on the money line. You have to, because it's a plus price. You have to do it, right? What are we looking at right now? Plus 142 live on FanDuel. That's a good number.
And yeah, but you should do – if you know what, Cam? Then you should do what you were talking about yesterday, and this is where this parlay comes into play, but the fact that they give you this opportunity to do it. Because, look, if you took Golden State to win game one and Boston to win the series, it's plus 400.
Interesting.
You take Boston to win game one and Golden State to win the series, it's plus 490.
Yes, that one's great.
So you're getting a plus 400 and a plus 490 back, right? Like,
yeah. No, you're right. That matches.
Pretty big number right there.
Yo, Solby, 5-1? Say they, oh my God, they win tonight. Golden State in 7, 5-1? Sold.
Yeah, Boston to win tonight. Golden State to win the series is plus 490.
Wow.
Golden State to win tonight. Golden State to win the series is plus 105.
Okay. What's Boston to win tonight, Boston to win the series?
Plus 270.
Interesting. Okay.
You would expect a little bit more for that, wouldn't you, Joe?
Yes, you would. That's why I think your 490 is very interesting. So, wow, yeah, you could do both of those at plus 460 and 490. I really like the math there. I think
I said plus 400 and plus 490.
Yeah, plus 400 plus 490. That's good. That's very good. Sorry, that was 460.
Oh, so, even Vin fictitious Cam's like looking for value.
Exactly. I need more, please.
All right, Drew. Any total plays, prop plays before we get you out of here, and then any baseball? What else are you looking at here tonight?
I don't want to press it too hard on the NBA Finals. I'm going to sit on this series price, but I do think that Cam was onto something in terms of the zigzag theory. I think there's something there, particularly in the NBA, guys. Let's not forget, you know, the NBA is a business. It's making money when there's more games. So when one team gets down in the series, we've seen it time and time again. I like to be betting on who the NBA wants to win later in the series. So
well, that's the Scott Foster game.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they don't want this series ending in four. They don't want this series ending in five. And I get it. I'm not complaining. I'm just going to bet my money with who they want to win. But let's get to the real money, Gabe. On the diamond tonight. Actually, guys, it's only 5 minutes until first pitch here in South Florida, in the fish tank. San Francisco Giants, Alex Wood listed versus the Miami Marlins. Sandy Alcantara, one of the best pitchers in baseball, minus 145 is the high water mark right now on the Marlins at home. Guys, I'm a lifelong Marlins fan. You can see the hat behind me. I'm on the Giants tonight with good reason. This is the first game home for the Marlins after a three-city road trip. No day off after playing a doubleheader a mile high in Coors Field, where they burned through 10 pitchers just yesterday. This situation is probably the worst situation schedule-wise I have seen in MLB all season long. Going with the Giants, who are the one team that has actually hit Alcantara pretty good, Gabe. Almost an 800 team OPS against them. And Alex Wood has shut down the Marlins lineup in the past under a 500 OPS against. So take the Giants plus 130 as the dog tonight.
Well, I might be a Dodger fan, but you got no argument from me there. Great breakdown, Drew Martin Betts. Thanks, Drew.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Renzi, kicking it with Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart, Coach Young, Ed Sherpan will join us at the 7 o'clock hour. We'll really get into all the NBA props and everything else in between. Early baseball right now. I like where Drew's going with that. That was crazy stuff. Although you could also argue the Marlins did score 15. Scored a million runs yesterday. How many runs did they score?
A million, yeah. And they
blew. What did they score, 25 runs in two games?
Yeah.
Didn't they win like 14-0 or 14-1 and then lost 13-12 or something, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah, I did. Listen,
you imagine, Cam, you score 26 runs in two games and you only win one of them?
Exactly. I like the Marlins tonight. I don't care. Like, you can break it down with travel and whatever. I'm going anti-contrarian today. I don't care. They got a wicked pitcher on the hill tonight, Alcantara. I don't even worry about the bullpen.
You're a bigger Marlins fan than he is. You should have said you're a lifelong. I was going to tell him you're a lifelong Marlins fan too.
You didn't have time left in the segment. There's only 10 seconds. I was going to, Drew, you're selling out your own team. You're not going to see me bet against the Blue Jays here. But anyway, I'm on the Marlins and I'm on the Reds early. Those are my games and I'm sticking to it.
Well, you're riding the Reds right now, huh?
Yeah, damn right, man. I had the Blue Jays today. Things went pretty good. I understand the travel and all the stuff, but it hits you the day after. I see these guys coming out and play, and their bats are hot, Marenzi. I like what you said. They're scoring runs. So I'm down with the program. I think they can beat the Giants.
San Francisco are a tough team to bet against, Cam. It's the one thing. These guys, they just grind. They are pretty banged up, though. They've got some injuries on the road here. You know, they had to take Longoria. Correct. Oh, that was another one, Cam. Remember the other night? The same thing. I said, Longoria's hit a home run in five straight games. I'm going to take him to hit a home run and over total bases. They pulled him out of the game. He got hurt.
Yeah. The Hideki Matsuyama Longoria injury parlay, 250-1.
I did go 3-0 with the NHL props the other night in the Edmonton game, but that's besides the point. I like how Cam goes, I'm going contrarian tonight on the Marlins. You're not going contrarian. You always take the Marlins.
Yes, that's true. And they are favored, too.
But that's pretty crazy that they're favored against the San Francisco Giants.
No, why? Man. Just because you shut down the guy once doesn't mean you're going to do it again. Like, I just think the Marlins, they have a better pitching matchup. They're at home. I don't care about the travel, and the Giants are beat up. If I lose the game, I lose the game. I don't care about
I'm going to jump on the Reds with you. I'll jump on the Reds with you. They're hot.
I appreciate that, buddy.
They're like 6-5 in the last 11.
You're damn right. The Reds are starting to play.
That's good for them. Like, they're actually exactly. They're
competing. Take a look at the record since the start of the year. They've been fantastic. I'm not going to say they're going to win this game, but it's a short price and they're a hot team. Give me the Reds. I like a lot of bad teams tonight. Like, I like the Orioles. Oh, I like
they've
the
been
Reds.
Fantastic,
I like
but fantastic.
Fantastic's a little strong, but yeah, you know.
The Reds have been fantastic. Man,
not for the price,
you should be doing the Reds game. The owner would love you.
I
Everybody
be.
In the media hates him in Cincinnati. You'd be like, they're doing fantastic. The owner,
would
be like,
even their own broadcaster, Tom Brennan, you got trouble. Hey. Get the hell out of here, Tom. I'm here. Hey, everybody, Cam Stewart for Reds Baseball.
I mean, Tom Brennan should watch his language during the break.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
See, Tom's been around. There's a difference, too. The whole thing is people are like, it was a hot mic. It's not fair. No. There's a difference between, like, we've all done it, dropped an F-bomb, and, Mike's hot. Like, remember the Super Bowl? I thought we were on the break. That was the best.
That was the best. And you're like, looking at me? Like, you're going to hit me. I'm like,
I said, what the F's your problem? I even said that.
Yeah, that's what you said to me. I'm sitting, but I look at you and go, what the F's your problem? I go, we're on.
It was like, oh.
That was so funny.
That'll happen, but he went all homophobe during the break.
Oh, no, he went wrong. Like, what he did was
so
wrong.
There's a difference. Yeah. Like I said, I never really worry. Like, I've always told management that over the years, wherever I've been, I'm like, whatever. My hot mic, I said, you might get me, like,
get
swearing or something. But, like, you don't have to worry. There's I'm not going to say anything offensive. But, like, exactly, like, I don't know what the hell this guy's thinking. He's sitting in a booth, like, just going off about, actually, San Francisco, ironically enough, who they're playing tonight.
Yeah.
Give me the Giants. I don't like saying that, but give me the Reds. It's all about Brenneman tonight. Cool. Yeah, give me the Reds and Giants. Brenneman special. I'm going to ride the Reds here with you. Like I said, yeah, they're showing a little spark All right. Seattle and Baltimore. I don't know what the hell to do with that.
I like,
they
I
both
like
smoked each other once. So I'm just passing on this game.
You know what I'm going to do, Gabe? It's one of those nights. It's an ugly card.
I think Seattle win, Cam, since Baltimore won yesterday. It's one of those back and forth.
I'm just going to take Baltimore. I just like the fact that Baltimore's hitting two now. Like, people don't know. They beat the Red Sox 10-0. It's like, I'm just coming around to baseball. It's like, look at the Texas Rangers now. Like, they're grinding. They're right there. It's just some of these bad teams are playing a lot better. So we'll see right now. But I'm going to take Baltimore. Small plays on all these games. We're going to go a lot harder, obviously, on the hockey and the basketball tonight rather than the baseball.
All right. Well, speaking of the hockey, we'll get to the Mets-Dodger game a little bit later on. Speaking of the hockey, game two tonight. Let's get this. So the odds boost. This is what it's come to for the odds boost. It's pretty crazy because when I first started to read it, I was getting very excited. I was like, wow, Connor McDavid and Nathan MacKinnon each to record one or more points. And I saw -110, now +150. And I'm like, wow, I'm way in on that. Yeah. No, and there needs to be seven goals in the game.
Seven goals scored? Come on.
That's quite the caveat that they threw in at the end. Yeah. Oh, and there needs to be seven goals. Probably will still happen, though.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with it.
It's 7.5 we got total. A little bit put it this way. Are you betting the under? Yeah. I can't bet the under.
I'm not. No, I'm not betting the under. I will not bet the under this hockey game.
It's easy to say, too, that, there won't be 14 goals again. There could be. There could be 12 or something. Dude, even if you shut both these teams down, it's still 3-3. Like, that would take a Herculean effort to be 3-3 with these guys, like in the third period.
I agree with you 100% wholeheartedly. Let's talk about what happened. Francouz stood on his head for Colorado when he came in the game for an injured Kemper and Koskinen. Yeah,
can he do that again tonight now that he's starting, now that he knows he's starting?
I like Edmonton tonight, Gabe. I think we're going to be on the same page there. We'll have some props later on in the show. I'm taking the Oilers. +1.5 money line, probably the over.
They're even coming down, which is crazy because you look like they lost game one. Look, they actually were as high as it was +168. I think it closed at +168 the other night. They lose the game. You figure it would be like, well, Colorado should be bigger favorites now. That they just showed they're better than these guys. No, it's a smaller price. Like Edmonton are only +140. Tonight.
No. Know what, Gabe?
The Oilers coach.
Updates, they were Colorado was -178 when I did my final one. Okay. Now it's -160.
Now it's 70.
So to your point, people are betting the Oilers a little bit late. And why not? You saw the game with me. A controversial call. Francouz standing on his head. Like, Edmonton had wicked chances in that game. And they've rallied all the way back, if not for an empty net goal. I think the box score is really misleading, buddy. I think this is a huge game for the Oilers, and I think they have what it takes to go in there and win.
It can't be overlooked. It can't be overlooked how quickly Edmonton were able to score on them when they needed to and wanted to. And, you know, we can get into the rule or not, but I brought this up right away. Woodcroft has been talking about it a lot as well in that, you gave up this many goals. See, yeah, we also scored six goals. And they could have scored more, right? But there was, it is what it is. They got some nice saves out of it. The turning point in that game was clearly the offside goal. Whether it counted or whether it was right or not and the rule and whatever, all that, it doesn't matter. The reality is Edmonton scored, like, literally. And one thing about this, too, that hasn't been talked about enough, I think, and even by me, I never brought it up, actually, is with the offside goal, it was a bad freaking goal for Smith to give up that one. That was the one, too.
And
it's like, bro, how the hell does he beat you at the end of the period from near the blue line, like over your shoulder? Why did you go down? Like, why didn't you just stop it? Like, it was one because it got lost in that. There was like, hey, he's offside. But then I saw the goal a bunch of times over and over. Then I realized, I was like, dear God, that was a bad goal. Like, you really can't give that up. Like, it was off the faceoff after his team tied the game. Right. But I'm not calling out Mike Smith. That's who he is. But you know what? That's who Grant Fuhr was. That's who all these old goalies were, too. People think everybody's like every goalie was perfect all the time. The Oilers used to win 7-5 and 10. They were talking about the game the other night. They beat the Blackhawks 10-5, 11-2. But there was all kinds of crazy high scoring games. you know, Smith will make a lot of nice saves, but he will give up a bad goal. But he's got to be sharp tonight on the start. Edmonton need to make Colorado play from behind tonight, Cam. They can't be chasing Colorado. They've got to be the ones up 3-1. Because then Colorado's still going to come at them. They've got to get the lead tonight. Like they did the other night, but they gave it up right away. Kane scored right away, and then they gave it up right away. Every time Edmonton scored, they let Colorado score right after. You can't do that.
First game against Calgary, they lost. Smith was horrible in game one. They came back and won the series. The thing that I like even more about Edmonton is how easily they scored on Colorado. To your point, Mike Smith was brutal on that goal. And by challenging the stupid offside thing, they scored on their power play afterwards. So basically three horrible things happened to Edmonton in a sequence that basically cost them the game. I have confidence they can shake it off and get it done tonight, buddy. You're right. They can't give Colorado the first couple goals. They got to go out there and take a 2-0 lead. Let's go.
I will say that we're not getting any value, though. Like, it's a bad line. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. it's not like there's any sort of great angle or pick. Like, it's a leap of faith that we believe in the Oilers here. I'm just saying, it's should be getting more than plus 140.
Yeah, I'd like plus 160. Really should be. I agree with you, but I like the Oilers.
We got plus 160 in game one, and we lost, so it just doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I know. I'm confident we can get it done tonight. I think, hey, man, Renzi, if you were to say the Oilers were going to score six goals, I am confident. I am confident. I'm just saying, Colorado, they talk about all this stuff, like, oh, yeah, this and that. They give up a lot of goals. The Blues scored goals on them. Edmonton scored at will. Yeah, you can't take the under. Even if it goes under, I can't bet it.
Oh, you know, the best thing to do, for my opinion, and for the total, although whatever, man, I could be dead wrong on this. They could score 10 seconds into the game, but basically wait, because 7.5 is a high number to take. So I'm going to wait, Cam, and just hope that there's no goal for like the first 3 minutes and that the computer panics fast. The computer does move pretty quickly. It'll move to a 6.5. If there's no goal in the first 5 minutes, it'll go to 6.5. Then I could jump in. The 7.5 sort of, they're doing a good job of scaring people off here, but they're not doing a good enough job to make me want to bet the under. Because like I said, even if both teams play really well defensively, it could still be 4-4 in the third period. There's just too much firepower, man. And, you know, it's another thing too, Cam. People can call it the goalies all you want. Like, no one's stopping that, bro. You know what I mean? Like I said the other night, we talked about it. Like, if Nathan McKinnon's coming in full speed, I don't care if it's Ken Dryden. Like, McKinnon's scoring on him. Like, he's lighting Billy Smith up, Cam. Like, no one's stopping it.
Right? Yeah, right, he is.
It's a stick, like some of these shots, man, it's just too much, right? Like even the Rangers last night, these guys going top shelf and stuff, like, oh, Vasilevsky wasn't on, like whatever, dude, if they're it's like pinpoint precise shots, they're just such in the zone right now.
You said it, you played net. He was getting to it, but they'd go off his helmet and in, off his shoulder and in. He was just a little bit behind. That's what it takes in the NHL. The Rangers were picking their spots. Vasilevsky, he knew where it was going. He couldn't get there. That's the issue. Gabe, you played net.
But the Rangers have a better offensive touch than people give them credit for.
You're damn right they do.
They're more skilled than people realize. People don't think like they're skilled. Like, that's a Binnajad where he faked the shot. Like, he's going to tee it up and he passed it in the slot for your goal, your Kreider goal there. Kreider buried. Like, the Rangers, you notice, Cam, they bury their opportunities, this team.
You're damn right they do.
When they get a chance or a 2-on-1, they're going to score. They don't get a million shots on goal, but they'll score when they get a chance.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. Dave Sharapan, Coach James Young will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll continue to break down the NBA Finals. We'll get into Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals in the National Hockey League as well. 7 o'clock baseball. I'll play the Seattle Mariners with Flexen on the hill. They routed the Orioles in Game 1. Baltimore beat them up in Game 2. And due to the erraticness of the Seattle Mariners, I'll roll the dice. This is anything but the gold brick play tonight. This is the old school Jason Gold tinfoil. What's the tinfoil pick of tonight?
I'll give you a dirt pick. Baltimore. I like the opposite in this game.
That's a dirt pick.
A dirt game. Yeah,
so dart versus dirt.
Yep, dart.
You're throwing
dirt.
A dart with Seattle, and you're betting dirt. You can have my empire of dirt.
Yeah, exactly. You can have a big bag of dirt, Baltimore. The Angels are getting this team is cold as ice, but they'll probably they're dogs tonight. But I can't. I don't know, man. The Yankees beat them down again. This Denver's kid. He had a no hitter this year, though. I don't know. Jameson Taillon.
I like that. The dirt pick of the night.
It is dirt. Yeah, it's a bad game.
The bag of dirt pick of the night. Cam's Baltimore. Yeah, I'm going to take Seattle. That's the only game coming up here. They said, I hate the back ends of these doubleheaders. San Diego, Milwaukee's at 7:40. St. Louis and the Cubs are at 8 o'clock. Atlanta, Colorado is later. And the Mets and Dodgers are later as well. But, of course, we have the NHL game. We're going to have a ton of picks and props. I think we just sort of go back to what we did the other night and not overthink things. I don't see why Hyman doesn't get another point tonight. Probably scores again, but at least the point. I'm going to take the point again, at least.
I got one for you, Morenci, and we'll talk about it. You know, I like those first goal scores.
Oh.
Hyman's a guy that kind of came to my mind.
Oh, I like, you're good with that, too. You've been hot at it. You're going to like this. Yeah. I'm a bearer of good news. Reds up 3-0 in the first inning.
Excellent. See, that's great. When we ride it together, what happens? You get on the train, good things happen.
Because it's not a Royal game. It's not a Royal game. That's why.
That's right.
I can't, you know, I can ride with you.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.